Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. And welcome in another Scott, Scott Westerman, Executive Director of the MSU Alumni Association. Hello, Scott. How are you?
How's it going, my friend? Nice to see you, and not on a Sunday.
Yeah, we didn't expect to be over at the Clara Bell Smith Student Athlete Academic Center Sunday afternoon, but there was a good reason for it. The press conference announcing Mark D'Antonio's hospitalization, and saw you over there. And I imagine you've had a fair share of questions from Alumni Association members.
Well, it felt, I don't know about you, but it felt surreal, I think, for all of us that were there after Saturday night's high to be there for that reason. But it's great to hear that the coach is home. What I'm hearing is that he is resting as well as a caged tiger can. So hopefully he'll be able to catch his breath and he'll be back on the sideline soon.
Well, he will not be coaching this week against Northern Colorado. After that, there is indeed an opportunity that that might happen for the Big Ten opener against Wisconsin here in Spartan Stadium. Might not be down on the sidelines, but we will wait and see. A lot of things yet to be determined, and his progress will be evaluated, I'm sure, on a daily basis. Scott, a lot of talk about Spartan sagas. Very interesting new program. Can you fill our listeners in on exactly what that means?
Well, you know, every Spartan has a saga, a story to tell. And SpartanSagas.com is the place where we're collating and collecting them all. And it is a place where you, if you are a Spartan, can tell your story. Very easy to do. It's as easy as grabbing a flip cam or your favorite video camera and posting something to YouTube.com and then letting us know about it, so that we can add it to the Your Spartan Saga section of the website. But it goes beyond that. We've actually identified some real game-changing Spartans, people around the world with MSU roots who have done some miraculous things and have acted in the Spartan way. And our folks over at University Relations have put together mini slideshows with audio backgrounds of these folks telling their tales. And it's really a very inspiring place.
I think we called you executive director. Let's get your title right, first of all. Associate Vice President for Alumni Relations. That sounds much more impressive.
Well, you know, I have the longest title on a business card at MSU, but I just prefer to be called head servant. That's my role.
Yeah, people want parking passes. They know who to call, right? When we talk about the Spartan Saga's tailgates and the opportunities, there were several of those Saturday before the Notre Dame game, right?
Well, it really was a celebratory time. We tried to get as many of these organized as we could. We had over 300 that happened around the country and around the world of people getting together to celebrate the new MSU branding that that has come out, the minor but very important changes we've made to our look on the internet and everywhere, and also to be able to tell their stories. We had literally hundreds of videos that have come in over the last few days from parties that took place from as close as, you know, Mount Hope and Farm Lane at some of the far-flung tailgating that happened around the football game to as far away as Shanghai. We actually had a Spartan Sagas tailgate that took place in the early hours of the morning in Shanghai in China as well.
Well, that's very interesting, and as we found out at the Final Four, a story that Jennifer Orlando did for Sport Magazine, there are Spartans around the globe, and it doesn't take much to get them fired up.
You know, that is the stunning thing. Wherever you go, there are Michigan State people. It's just amazing to me, now that I'm in this role, about how many that I'm discovering. I used to think it was a strange and wonderful thing when I would walk into Whole Foods in Albuquerque and I'd see somebody in MSU paraphernalia. I knew, you know, we would instantly bond. We'd come up, we'd hug, we'd say, go green, go white, and we would talk about the connection and the memories that we have had from being on campus. But literally, there are Spartans everywhere. We say there's between 430 and 440,000 that we know about. But I believe that it's closer to 500,000 people out there who really do identify with the Spartan spirit, whether or not they ever set foot on campus.
And well, it's a, however many a there are, Scott, you can add an extra 100,000 after Saturday night.
And you know, it was great to be there. I don't think anybody left. We were all kind of standing there in stunned silence and joy that actually happened. It's great.
It's one thing about beating Notre Dame, it's another about beating them that way. Scott, can you give us the web address again, anyone who would be interested in this information or anything else about the Alumni Association?
Absolutely. Well, the place to find everything alumni at MSU is alumni.msu.edu. And if you want to learn more about Spartan Sagas, it's as easy as plugging SpartanSagas.com into your internet browser.
Very simple. Scott, thanks so much for joining us, and I will see you again, and it won't be under the circumstances I saw you Sunday.
All right, my friends. Thanks a lot, and have a good evening.
All right. Scott Westerman, our guest from the MSU Alumni Association.